This recording is a production of Faith Builders Resource Group. This presentation was recorded at Teachers Conference 2022, held at Faith Builders from August 7 to 9.
Well, good afternoon. We're going to start. I just love that. I love that almost all of us are here. This session is, I retitled it. It's actually called Engaging, Ways to Engage Students in Music Learning. Are you closing the door, Marilyn?
Sure.
Could you please? Is there anybody else who needs a hand?
I'm so sorry, I'm in the wrong one.
It's so nice to see you, Miss Autumn.
You're
no, no worries. It's good you discovered it now.
No,
probably more appropriate, she's not teaching music. Because this one, I would say, of the two sessions, this one is geared more toward, like, teaching music. Geeky kind of things. So, how many of you teach music? Are you going to teach music? Someday.
I used to.
Yeah.
I just didn't.
Well, you do. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Good. So, we're going to start with a game. So, leave your stuff. Let's pick a stand-up circle on that. If you were in the last session, this is similar to Pass the Beat. So, you're going to offer your neighbor a plate of cookies with your left hand. I'm not sure if that's the left hand of fellowship or what. Circle. And take your right hand and put it palm up on the plate of cookies your neighbor's offering you. And it gets passed. So I'll start passing it. I'm going to sing a song that might sound strange to you. A qua qua della Omar, qua 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 del Simo, gringo, trinco, trinco, tra, palo, palo, palo. Okay, maybe we can go a little more smoothly next time. A qua qua della Omar, qua qua qua, del Simo trigo tri. Sorry, it's my fault. I was paying so much attention to you all. Trigo trigo tra, valo, 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 valo. One, two. Five. Oh, whoever gets slapped on five is out. If you would like to be so mean, you may pull out your hand and the neighbor will slap themselves.
And then they're out.
And then they are out.
Oh.
Exactly. You're not out.
Okay.
That was our sample run. So, we're passing it on the musical thing is what?
Beat.
Okay, so we want to be consistent with it. That's the consistent pulse in music. And the song does not start on the beat, so be aware of that. Secondly, try to make it steady. Thirdly, what language might this be?
A qua qua della Omar, qua qua qua, del Simo trigo, trigo trigo tra, valo, 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 valo.
One, two, three, four, five. Now you are out. What language do you think this might be?
Some kind of African language?
It's nonsense. It comes from Israel, though. This is an Israeli hand-passing game. So listen to it one more time, and would you like to jot for us? You may sit in the middle and just clap the beat for us,
okay.
And if we go, you know, you have to go with us.
Okay.
But if we are unsteady, you can like remind us to be steady.
Nudo a qua qua della Omar, qua qua qua, del Simo trigo, trigo trigo tra, valo, 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 valo.
You're not counting. Somebody's out and somebody's, you're just kind of blithely counting. This is what your students, you stop on five.
Okay.
This is kind of what your students also will do. So is anybody out with you?
So I'm on five, yeah. So.
Yeah.
But you didn't know it.
Right.
Do you think you should be out or do you think that you would like to pay attention the next time you're in?
attention.
You want to try to pay attention?
We may withdraw hand and not land on five.
Yes.
Okay.
Would you sing with me this time?
A qua qua della, oh my qua qua qua. Dancing my twinkle, 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 strut. Hello, hello.
You may take her spot, and Lucinda, you may stay. Actually, this would be a really fun thing to do. Sit down. Flat neighbor. Since the sun is actually into who you got somebody out, and you get to start the beat.
Do do. Qua qua da da. Oh my. Qua qua qua. Dancing my trico, 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 tra. Hello.
Is very active because I think this is the primary way we must engage our students. music requires, specifically singing, is very physical. So, in your feet. My turn, then your turn. 2, 4, 6, 8.
2, 4, 6, 8.
Meet me at the garden gate.
Meet me at the garden gate.
If I'm late, don't wait.
If I'm late, don't wait. 2, 4, 6, 8.
Does anybody know what rhyming words they are? Call them out if you know.
Late and eight.
Late, eight.
Gate.
Gate.
Wait.
Wait. All right. See if you can put in one of those words. 2, 4, 6, 8. Meet me at the garden
gate.
Wait. 2, 4, 6, 8. Well, I was late. You were late. We didn't wait. Okay. Make it easier this time. Put in the first and last phrase. If you know how to count by twos, you're good to go. 1, 2, ready, go.
2, 4, 6, 8.
Meet me at the garden gate. If I'm late, don't wait.
2, 4, 6, 8.
Okay, now can you put in the rhyming words at the end of phrases 2 and 3? 1, 2, 3. 2, 4, 6, 8. Ready, set, and here you go.
2, 4, 6, 8.
Meet me at the garden gate. If I'm late, don't wait.
2, 4, 6, 8.
Whole thing. Ready, set, and here you go.
2, 4, 6, 8. Meet me at the garden gate. If I'm late, don't wait. 2, 4, 6, 8.
Open space. Find open space. Hold on. With, as you go, you're going to go out and return to your seat. 1, 2, ready, go.
2, 4, 6, 8. Meet me at the garden gate. If I'm late, don't wait.
You went a little too far, didn't you? Okay, so it's often somebody else's fault. I know. This time in your feet, that's a hard thing to do. We're gonna let that one go, but you could use it. It really talks about predictability. Where am I gonna need to be in the length? Like, how long is this song? If you're working at memory or something. Okay, we're gonna change it since we're in an open space. You're gonna do beat division, and this is like in your feet. So, do that in free space. If you want to head back to your seat by the end of this one, that would be fine. Ready, set, and here we go. 2, 4, 6. So your feet are doing this.
2, 4, 6, 8. Meet me at the garden gate. If I'm late, don't wait. 2, 4, 6, 8.
Now that feels very funny in our feet. But I'm going to ask you to say it. And say it again. And I'm going to say beat, or I'm going to say beat division. And you're gonna switch, okay? I'm not gonna try to drum it. Let's see what you know. Start with beat. Ready, go.
2, 4, 6, 8. Meet me at the garden gate.
Beat.
If I don't wait.
Beat division.
4, 6, 8.
Yeah. Okay. Now, some of you are getting close to rhythm. Have a seat. Say the rhyme. Clap the rhythm. Rhythm, we're gonna clap right here, every syllable. Ready, set, and here you go.
2, 4, 6, 8.
Some of you are doing beat. It happens, okay? So make it smaller and just think about catching every syllable that comes out your mouth. Yeah? Ready, set, and here we go.
2, 4, 6, 8. Meet me at the garden gate. If I'm late, don't wait. 2, 4, 6, 8.
Can you catch it coming out your brain? It's called audiation. So I'm moving through multiple steps quickly. You can do that with older students, but obviously if this is new to them, you have to kind of break it down in class time. Okay, so accelerating, moving forward. Yet again, this would not be the same day. You sit on this?
They do.
I'll try it out. Might need one for my desk chair. Oh, yes, I think I might. Nice. What they're called. Okay, your non-dominant hand is beat. So your dominant hand, which you have a little more control of, is going to be beat division. But right now our beat is a little bit unsteady. It's kind of like okay, so let's make sure it's yep, you're fine. You're gonna find orally and physically. Just be steady. Think of the clock ticking. It's about 60 BPM. Yeah. Now, you're going to do a subdivision of 2 in your other hand, your dominant hand. So you can think of it like Texas, Texas, or your favorite thing to eat, muffin, muffin. Cheese doesn't work. And you're going to put that into your... Having trouble, make sure that one is lining up. So let's get really factual about this. If you're using a counting system in your class, like you have 8 notes, right? So what we're really doing is like quarter note beat. Say we're in 2/4. And their subdivision is this. If you're in a counting system, how might you be counting this?
1, 2.
Okay, so here's beat 1, here's beat 2, yes?
Mm-hmm.
And so you might be saying 1, 2. When it comes to the eighths, you're dividing that beat into 2 parts, right? So functionally, your whole number is always aligning, which is your non-dominant hand is the whole number. So if you need, you or your students need to make sense of this, you can be going 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, and 2, and 1, and 2, and try that. So let's go to just beat, count to 4 this time. 1, 2, 3, 4, loud and ready, and go.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Keep going.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Get your other dominant hand ready.
3, 4.
1, 2, 3, and 4. And 1, 2, 3, and 4. And 2, 4, 6, 8.
Meet me at the garden gate. If I'm late, don't wait. 2, 4, 6, 8.
So I started saying the rhyme. So now I've layered in not just beat division, but also rhythm. So music is layers of complexity. Have we sung anything? No. You can do this with littles. If you isolate each thing, have them learn beat, you know, for kindergarten, you do that for like 3 months or so. And then you, you know, simultaneously you're starting on the beat division. Let's try it in. No, we're going to save the 3. No, I want you to know. I want you to make the connection. So this is simple meter. Compound is when we divide it into 3 parts. And in that case, you know, you're going to have the dotted quarter getting the beat. And so in this case, often this is written 6, 8. And so you get the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. But you can also think of it in groups of two, which is what we're going to need shortly. So beat one, beat two, divided into three parts. So that means for this one, you can think of the state of Michigan, or you could use the word triplet, which is actually what it's called when it's in duple, or in a simple meter. When you have three in one beat, it's a triplet. Anybody have any kind of food they like to eat that's got three syllables in it?
Cheddar cheese.
Cheddar cheese. Rhythmically, that one doesn't work for me. Ba-ba-bum. Ba-ba-bum. Applesauce? Works. Okay, it's fall. Applesauce. So, beat, beat. Say applesauce, applesauce,
applesauce, applesauce, applesauce.
You make your beat lighter.
Applesauce, 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 applesauce.
You put applesauce in your dominant hand. Keep going.
Apple sauce.
Whoever thought you were going to learn that at an FB workshop. Okay, so that is to get us into the division of three, which is 6-8. Comments or questions so far? This is kind of heady and just kind of practice. We should do something more fun now, don't we? All right, I would like to have one volunteer. All you're going to have to do is stand up here and go like this. It's called keeping the beat. Great. Is it Marlon?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Because you're tall like me. Great. stand right over there. All right. This is a partner game, and I will say the words for you, and you can just imagine where they come from. Go ahead. So if you just go a tiny bit faster, and you are tall, so if you cannot fully extend your hands, I can get up here.
Okay.
Perfect. Make it a little bit more percussive. Omochi. Oops, sorry. Omochi o tsukimasho, omochi o tsukimasho, pentanko, pentanko, pentan, pentan, pentanko, okonete, 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 konete, konete, ton, 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 ton. What are we doing? I really think we should go faster. I'm gonna try me out, okay? Omochi o tsukimasho, omochi o tsukimasho, pentanko, pentanko, pentan, pentan, pentanko. Okonete, 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 konete, konete. Ton ton ton, ton ton ton, ton 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 ton. Nice. Very nice then. Thank you. Okay, I'm gonna put you into a couple groups, and how about we have about three of you come up here and work here. These are sentence or phrases, and two of you here. How about you two can work on the floor back here, and maybe two of you come over here. Three of you, maybe two more over here. Okay, so I'm gonna say this. These words again, take them out of the bag. These are strips of the words that I said, okay? And you need to put them in the right order. And I will say it for you again after you have them all spread out and so you can kind of see all of them. Does anybody have any idea, you know, like what this might be? Any guesses? Does it sound like anything to anybody?
To me, it sounds like a Native American language, but I don't know if it
is or not. All right, here I go. Omochi o tsukimasho, omochi o tsukimasho, pentanko, pentanko, pentan, pentan, pentanko. Okonete, 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 konete, konete. Ton, 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 ton on yourselves. See what you can figure out.
I just like these two are different. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Because I knew they sounded different.
Yes.
Oh. Just, like, trying to figure out which one pays for them.
Yeah. Oh, they are.
Anybody think they got it? Yes? Okay. We'll give them a little more time, then I'll do it again. You can check yourselves.
Oh dear, gave away some secrets on the screen.
Check your words. Omochi o tsukimasho. Omochi. Are you checking your phrases? Check your phrases. Omochi o tsukimasho, omochi o tsukimasho. Pentan ko, pentan ko, pentan, pentan, pentan ko. O konete, o konete, o konete, konete, konete. Ton ton ton, ton ton ton, ton 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 ton. Lovely. I'll play the video for you and you can see what it means. It's how they make mochi. And so when you are doing these things, the sticky rice, the way they throw it, that's what you're doing here, hammering it and doing all these things. So that was just a little clip. I'm sure we could watch more of the process. There's a link in your notes if you want to do that. So it's very fun. So now I think you should learn some of this. Don't you think we should learn some of this? Mm-hmm. So stand up. Someone could put the phrases in the bag, and I'll start teaching you the motions. So this beatkeeping thing is kind of the hammering, and that's the easiest part of it. For the longest time, that's the student's job, and I will do the demo while I'm also kind of teaching them the motions. So day one of teaching motions, you're going to go low, high, low. Can you do that?
Low, high, low.
So it goes, omochi o tsukimasho.
Omochi o tsukimasho.
Omochi o tsukimasho.
Omochi o tsukimasho.
So the first two phrase strips, same or different?
Same.
Same. This is helpful language. You're always differentiating what's the same, what's different, how different is it. Okay, do the first phrase.
Omochi o tsukimasho. Omochi o tsukimasho.
Pentan ko is low, middle, low, low, middle, low, low, middle, low, middle, low, middle, low. Here you go. Low, middle, low, low, middle, low, low, middle, low, middle, low, middle, low. Try it with pentan ko.
Pentan ko, pentan ko.
Do you feel focused right now? Do you feel engaged? Kind of. Do you feel like you're like, oh, what's going on? Trying to catch up? Some of all of it? All right. O konete. O konete. So it's this movement happens, the emphasis is on k. O konete. O konete. O konete. 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 So it's pretty fun. It looks really cool too, doesn't it? Ready, go. O konete.
O konete.
O konete. 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 So when you get to the second phrase of this one, it doesn't have the O in front of it. It just goes, and sometimes the O is not there in some versions. They'll just go, konete. 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 So I think the O makes it a little easier. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's enough of that one. The last one is, ton 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 ton. So it's low, middle, high, high, middle, low, middle, high, and just back down, I think. So, ton, 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 here we go. Ton, 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 ton. And you end high, yeah. Okay, and now you kind of know what you're doing, making some great sticky rice dessert that will be frozen or served fresh. I wanted to bring you a treat of it, but I couldn't find a location to pick it up and have it in good form. Okay, would you like to try this with a partner?
Sure.
Okay, so you have to decide who you can work with.
You
want to
do that?
I'll work with somebody. And decide who's going to be the beekeeper. Do you want to see the whole thing again before?
Yeah, so we can sort of see it.
See, I'm trying to go too fast. We can just stop right here.
Can we just sing it all together with all the motions all at once?
Yeah. Thank you. That's the next step we need. Thank you very much. Okay. Omochia.
Omochia, Toki Masho. Omochia, Toki Masho. Petanko, Petanko. Petanko, Petanko.
O Konate,
O Konate. O Konate, Konate, Konate.
Ton, 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 ton. Ton, 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 ton. Many of you are doing very well. Students will not get this fast.
Twice the top.
It's kind of the way I've heard it sort of sung, sort of intoned. All right, let's try it and see what happens. To help you, and I confused you. Beat, beat, ready, go. Omochio,
tukimashiro. Omochio, tukimashiro. Low, middle, high, low, low, middle, low. Slow, middle, low, middle, low, middle, low. O konate, o konate.
Low, middle, high, high, middle, low. Low, middle, high, middle, low, middle, high. All right. Anybody successful? Do you want to see it one more time? I'll do the hard part. If you want to watch it, and then we'll be done.
Sure.
Who wants to be my beekeeper? Monica, come be my beekeeper. You can make me go as fast as I want. If you want to try again, that's fine. Here we go. Omochio tsukimasho. Omochio tsukimasho. Petanko, 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 petanko. O konate, o konate, o konate, konate, konate. Ton, 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 ton. So you have to fit it in between the feet. That's part of what it is. All right, thank you very much. You can go to your seat. Pat out your hand out. We'll talk just a little bit through the
handout.
Yes, there's some back on the stool. So this was my introduction, but you know we're partway way into it now. No, I got ahead of myself, and we just kind of let it be flowing. How do we connect with music? So in thinking about how we engage students, I said, you know what? It's not just the students, it's us. So how do we connect with music? And so here's the things I jotted down. We hear it and we like it. We sing and enjoy it. We learn to do it and feel the rewards of the training. Just a bit from Malcolm Guite, who I think engages us. The baton, tap of a baton, and the music starts. Con brio vivace, full of life, with a percussive hush and rush. The strings plucked on their pizzicato tenterhooks begin as a playful pulse that pulls you in, brimming with memories of spring and rhythm, of patterns patted out on your five fingers, delicious incantations, nursery rhymes, the way the farmer and the beggar ride, enchanted jiggle, juggle, swoop, and swing. You hear the baton tap before your birth, deep in the wombing dark, a pulsing beat, the spring and source and rhythm of your life. You heard the sound that measures all your years, your mother's heartbeat as it quickened yours. Music before you had the ears to hear. Now music is remaking memory in repetitions, forward references, the to and fro of making all things new, till tempo overflows the temporary, the beaten bars of time turn on their sides and lift a ladder to the timeless realm. You climb it into freedom till you reach the limit and the center of the dance. Rich silence as the baton comes to rest. So we're created to connect with music. I think he captures not just the music of our lifespan, beginning to end, the beauty of silence, but also the transcendence, the Almighty God, and who we are. It just makes it seem so much bigger, and it is. It's so much bigger. What characterizes a person who knows music? She's a good singer. It's common. It's very common. And I think sometimes I feel wistful when people say that and they're like, but I'm, you know, it kind of feels like the subtext is, but I'm not that. And I could never be that. So some of my quest as a music teacher is to say, yes, there are people who are given ears that seem a bit more fine, and they can pick out a tune more easily. And there are some people who love to sing, and there are some people who don't, and that's okay. I mean, some people hate to cook, and some people love it. And we need carpenters and plumbers. I mean, some people love it, and some people hate it. You know, so there is a range of gifting, but point two, in my opinion, knowledge of music is usually recognized by a person's musical skills. So being able to sing well is probably might be somewhat innate, but it's a lot of a learned skill. So knowledge of music, so knowing music, people usually say, well, they're really skilled. He's a good song leader, you know. And so my quest has been, how can this be a thing that we learn, like we learn math facts? We learn how to do this, like we learn how to play volleyball. So one of my answers to this question of engaging students is it has to be meaningful. And it doesn't mean that it has to have this sort of depth of connectedness to the soul and it shapes their life and changes it forever. In one big moment in time, it's just not that way. We are shaped moment by moment. And so finding ways for them to participate, and there's a reason why we're not just doing vain repetitions, so that we're ready for the program. How can we engage physically but mentally as well? So point 2A, to participate usually requires skill. If you can't do something, you hate it. Mm-hmm. It's not fun. And if I don't think I can do it, I don't even want to try, because part of my personality is I want predictability. I want to be good at what I do. I'm a bit perfectionistic, and you know. Well, we all have these sort of senses, I think. So, to participate usually requires skill and understanding. I think there are some people who do not sing that well, but they understand music. They understand its forms. They understand its language. They can listen to a great symphony and say, goodness, Haydn was a joker. What is being said in that piece? Like, there's a spiritual understanding, there's an aural understanding, even when, you know, they may not be leading songs. So, I think we need to nurture respect for that in ways that we have nurtured being able to sing really good. To develop a skill, training is needed. So, we've already engaged the modalities. The visual, the aural. If you look at point one, we've done those things. We've done beat, beat division, rhythm, Akwakwa Dela Omar, 2, 4, 6, 8, meet me at the garden gate, and Omo Chio. So, a couple things with meter. I'd like to do Jesus loves me and Jesus loves even me. Jesus loves me is in simple. Jesus loves even me is in compound. Okay? So, you're going to partner up with somebody, and if I could have one partner, Bethany, you can be my partner here. We'll demonstrate what everybody else is going to do. No, because I'm tall. That was the implication. I apologize. It's going to be lap, your lap, and then your neighbor. So, you can sit or stand, your choice. But here's what I want you to think about. This motion, do get a chair. It was only fair. This motion is helped by the force of what?
Gravity.
Gravity. Okay, so this is strong, and then you lift, right? And so when you lift, you're not trying to do this. You're not trying to go. There's not a horizontal force on B2. And so it's a drop. Touch. And in the touching, it's actually more like a lift. So just feel like you're sort of going, looking at your neighbor, but you're not physically doing a major push. So try it just yourself, not connecting with your neighbor at all, and just go drop, lift, drop, lift. I just discovered this language this summer, and I said, you know what? The lift is really what we're after. Drop, lift, drop, lift. Jesus love me, we'll go do, 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 yeah? So if you can, in your dropping, don't be really weighty and percussive, but let it drop and then lift. One, two, sing, and
Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong. They are weak, but He is strong.
Good. Now we can also switch it. It's also in 4 meter, the duplicate. So for this pattern, it will be down, together, out. This is better probably just by yourself. You can make it a neighbor thing, but let's just use it. It can be right here beside the teacher. Down, together, out, up. Down, together, out, up. So again, you're kind of feeling that lift. It's almost like a tree. Down, together, out. And if you think about it, we're really pretty much in the conducting pattern, but we're mirroring. Okay, and I think this is a great entry point for learning the conducting patterns. You don't have to try to be like, well, which hand, which direction do I go? So try Jesus loves me in this meter. One, two.
Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him.
Go to a 2 pattern, which is this again, remember the drop, lift, but this time it's going to be I am so glad that our Father in heaven tells of his love. Try it and here you go.
I am so glad that our Father in heaven tells of his love in the book he has given. Wonderful things in the Bible I see. This is the dearest that Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me.
Now, can you explore a little bit? Lovely, lovely. Can you explore a little bit and see what you think, how it would work for a 3 meter? So you're going to have strong on one, right? And then you have two additional beats of lift. So, Marley, what were you doing? Yeah, so you're doing the coming ducking pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Good. I'm pulling up a recording that is beautiful to do with a conducting pattern, but this is something like you will probably recognize this. As a teacher, and if there's a beautiful song that I want to share with my students, but I'm like, oh, I don't know, are they going to connect with it? They're going to get bored, it's so long. You put in something kinesthetic while you're listening, and there are more sort of imaginary ways to do it, particularly if you're doing a story song maybe, or an instrumental piece that has sort of a plot line where you can be riding a horse and then you're tooting your horn or whatever is going on in the storyline. Okay. I think I would like to, we have 15 minutes left. If you will go to page 3, I just want to point this out, the modality idea. This is a teachery thing. And VARC categorizes it visual, aural, auditory, read, write, kinesthetic. And I've simply taken these for you to sort of use as categories. I think read and write is the thing that comes to us in the written music, in the worksheets. And so we have to have musical ideas beyond the worksheets to make it meaningful. So having visuals, and the visual of, I'll pull out some of the visuals. So this is a common visual that's used for, are you familiar with hand signs? Mm-hmm. So that's a learning tool. It's also visual. It's also kinesthetic. So it's not, it's aural, right? There's an association. Do. Well, you know, anything could be do, but when you relate it to something else, then suddenly you say, do. What's that one going to sound like? And you know the interval, right? So patterns, the reason I think patterns are visual is because our brain, after you are reading, you're reading in chunks more than you are in like individual letters. There are words and then there's clusters of words. The eye does similarly for music. So rhythm patterns are easily grouped in fours at first and then in eights. And you can pretty much memorize what that looks like. Another visual is, so this is staff, hand staff. I've used this one to relate to if let's say, if do is here, where is re? Mi, do, mi, so. And just actually, this is a really fast way of being like, hey, let's sight sing. If this is do, okay, everybody, sing do.
Do, mi, re.
Shaking, except maybe too much caffeine. I'm not really nervous. So you can actually teach a song this way. It's really fun. And they'll be like,
yeah,
trying to figure out which way. But pretty much you want this horizontal visual.
Cover your eyes and pull it away.
Yes, that's a fun, it's a fun one. It's like a plate of cookies.
Cover your eyes and pull it away.
These are also patterns that become more difficult when you've got, you're not reading just rhythm, you're also reading solfege pitches and in time. But again, it's a visual and it's a pattern, right? So you're chunking information visually and aurally once you're at that point. We did some conducting patterns. So aural is really obvious, and kinesthetic, I mean, we were tapping, we were moving, we were doing all these kinds of things. So I think I would like to show you just a couple little more tricky things and then wind down with questions and answers. So I mentioned in the other session that we are kind of a composite, I think, as teachers. We learn things from various places and remember them. And do them. So that's kind of what I put together here. As far as reading rhythm patterns, there's a couple things that I like to do just to engage students. One is competition. I'm going to read the rhythm. Does anybody want to do this? Marilyn's going to take one. I'm going to use a rhythm syllable system. Is that going to be okay with you, or should I do neutral? Yeah, you can be ladylike and get down, or you can go back like a boy and wind it up. Like, I'm going to hit the one I think is right. But, you know, if you have your fly swatter back that far, it's going to take you longer. Hey, no swatting anybody else. Okay, so I'd like you to be holding it vertically. Boy, we have to define the rules here. That looks great. It's like same distance. I'm going to read this, and as soon as you know which card it is, you don't have to wait for me to finish. As soon as you know, you may slap it. One, two, here. If you need to stand up to see, you're welcome to. You don't have to. One, two, here I go. Toddy, toddy. Yeah, see, I didn't even get past the first one. You're right. You're right. So if you want to be trickier as a teacher, you like make them wait until before you make sure they match. Okay, so you can see how this can turn into a lengthy competition. But you have to be listening. So visual, aural, kinesthetic. You won, Marilyn.
Thank you.
Another way is to do, how many of you are familiar with some of these ways? Okay. A rhythm read in or out. Some days, if you don't have flashcards, you can just write things on paper plates and throw them on the floor and they can settle them. So this could be a read out from our class today. Do I have two, three, four volunteers?
Sure.
Think they're capable? If you just want to blah, 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 blah your way through it, it's fine. Okay, you're gonna have four beats to read, four beats to move. So I'll lead the way right here. One,
are
two.
Are we reading simultaneously?
Yeah, you're reading simultaneously. One, two, ready, read. Ta, ta, di, ta, di, ta. Move, move, ready, go. Ta, 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 di. Move, move, ready, go.
Ta, ta, di, ta, di, ta.
The other format you can use, you can see what's going on. It can be coming in or going out. The other format you can use is this as a read around. It can be in a line. Last year, my classroom was so that I had a big long line and then they were allowed to run across the back. Did they ever? Because usually you're not allowed to run, right? Okay, so this one works the same way. You just move this direction. Or you could go in a circle. Or you could have them compose their own rhythm and then move. That's really fun.
They're reading simultaneously.
If they've composed it, I have them read it individually before we start moving. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you're like, well, I already read mine. And you're just kind of like, yeah, I know.
On paper plates or something.
You can put it on paper plates. Here's another format I like. This gives them the four beats. And then you use popsicle sticks to write the different rhythms on the beat. So this is like a poster board. You can get about five of them out. Okay, other tricks. This one, if you are at this stage, pre-five line, this could be cookies, where you write, so, so, mi, so, la. So, these wash or trash as needed. The more advanced version is dry erase marker, pennies, gems, some little foamy shapes. You just have to do scale, like whatever you're gonna use. You just have to make sure your staff is big enough. I've used these with 7th and 8th graders to actually write a melodic pattern. And you have to give them the key, and it's not defined by clef. They have to draw the clef. So it's a fast way of doing individual assessments. And all you need is dry erase markers and washcloths cut in fourths. And that's their eraser. Okay, what else is in the trick bag? This is a fun fact. You can get popsicle sticks that are two different lengths. I don't tend to mix them, but these are really cute once you have like a, you know, little toddy. It's very fun. Here's one that is mentioned in your handout. I've never done this one. I've wanted to. Take a popsicle stick and put your do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, and you can sing a song on here. Put your finger on so. Okay, now I'm going to sing a song for you and you follow. So, mi, mi, re, mi, so, so, la, la, do. And I wanted to make one of these for each of you and I didn't. Okay, I think the last fun fact, so that we have 5 minutes for questions, is this one. This is in your handout. I've used it once. It was
highly engaging. I want to do it again to refine my process, but this is more advanced tonality. Maybe more advanced, maybe not. Run home, Amelia Bedelia, run home! You know the book? Silly Amelia Bedelia. Well, you're going to get to run home. I've got two home bases. And we're going to call this base Do. And this base, we're going to call La. Because some songs can sound major. That's when Do is our home tone, home bass, and minor when La is our home tone. So, I need two volunteers. We don't have any volunteers. You want to?
Sure.
Yeah, come on out. You know, we just have one. We can have one. That's fine. Doesn't have to be a competition right away. Okay, you can stand right there. Don't be on base. Be between the bases.
Right here?
Yeah. If we had two people, we'd have to make sure you're the same distance and all that, but it's just you. Mm-hmm. So everybody sing Do. Sing the La. Mm-hmm. We're a little low right now, but we're adults. We can handle this. I'm going to sing a song for you. Mm-hmm. When I get to the end of the song, I want you to run home. Mm-hmm. Maybe we could put them at the back of the room so you can actually run. But would you like to go to the back of the room?
This
to run?
Is fun.
You're
but you
fine.
Can if you want.
Yeah, you know, if you were a fifth grader, you would want to run.
Yeah.
All right. Here's my song. Where's Do? If you hear that at the end, or La. If you hear that at the end, you're going to know where to go. Yeah? And I would build in more suspense and sing the whole song for them. It's a great competition for fourth graders to engage. So, that's a really small little demo. Thank you.
This recording and many others are available through Christian Learning Resource, the campus bookstore at Faith Builders. Order online at www.christianlearning.org or call us at 814-789-4769. Recordings from past events are also available at www.thedocforlearning.com.